Now, artists and performers from outside Dublin say they are finding it increasingly difficult to locate affordable accommodation when gigging in the capital. That's one of the reasons behind a new plan from the organisers of the annual Dublin Fringe Festival, who have launched a new initiative where landlords and supporters of the event can offer lower cost accommodation for performers. Florence Okeje has this report.
I do think that there is a huge problem in our industry at the moment, that it is becoming something that is more and more for people who are middle class or above. And I dread to think about the people who are writing the next great play and their voice might never be heard because of something as ridiculous as not being able to afford it.
That's Sean Simpson, a theatre maker from Belfast who will be taking part in this year's Dublin Fringe Festival. Similar to many other artists, Sean gained recognition through past performances at the Fringe. But with rising accommodation costs, staying in Dublin is becoming harder for artists hoping to be part of the festival.
We've been coming down to Dublin from like about 2018, and it used to be on lastminute.com we would have been able to have booked a hotel room. There was one night we got the Gresham for €40, which like we have never been able to get since. So every year we have noticed a really big increase in both transport costs and housing costs. So our last time we were here for the first fortnight festival, and I think the cost of somewhere for us to stay, an apartment for our team to stay, had tripled from when we first came in 2019. So it has really increased to a point where it is getting almost unaffordable for people from Belfast to travel down and participate in the art scene in Dublin.
As artists from every corner gathered at the festival's launch Wednesday, many welcomed the DFF's Digsless initiative. Although sparing a room for a fee is nothing new, it's the first time the organisers have advertised an official digs list, making it easier for performers to participate at this year's event. Musicians Ahmed Karim Tamu and Dara Abdara believe that the new digs list will be beneficial for everyone in the industry.
Needs her getting older and older. You keep asking.
As an artist, you know, you're gone down and you're being looked after for the duration of your performance at a place. It really does just like take a thing off the list to be worrying about.
And the way like Dublin is, like, you know what I mean, people would be spending like what, like €200-€300 a night for like a half bedroom. Like, that don't make any sense. So something like this is perfect. It's given potentially a host an option to like make a bit of money, you know what I mean, and then also giving somebody an inexpensive place to stay.
Looking green, the branch falling off the tree, you rotten to the core, the tank empty, so I'm walking to the tour. You can tell I'm not as active if I'm talking to you more. If I'm busy
now leading the Dublin Fringe Festival after 5 years of managing it, festival director B Sparks explains why the digs list pilot scheme is now a necessity for many.
We work with a lot of artists, and part of our remit is to support artists not just from Dublin but from across the country, and also sometimes international artists who come and take part. And we're aware that housing in Dublin is really difficult. It can be really cost prohibitive for people to kind of take part in Fringe. We know it can be up to €2,000 for one person to stay for a week. We're trying to think more kind of cohesively about accessibility, about what it means to be a festival that is for everyone. So with Digs, we were kind of aware of the housing crisis, and we looked at what's happening in other countries like the UK. They have formalised Digs lists. So we decided to kind of pilot this scheme to trial what it would be if we could create somewhere where people with spare rooms could connect with artists to try and alleviate that kind of financial burden a little bit.
Jean Halley from Inchicore is one of the several Dubliners opening up her home to Fringe Fest performers this year. As someone who was involved in the theatre industry for 15 years, Jean herself knows how difficult it can be to find accommodation for an affordable price, which is why herself and her partner John felt compelled to sign up to this year's digs list.
We charge €50 a night, which worked at about €350 a week. And I think, you know, you would get a hotel in Dublin at the moment between €120 and €200 a night. So we're absolutely less than half of what it would cost staying in a hotel per night or per week.
Florence Okoje reporting there. It's 7:31 and Susan Jackson is back with the headlines.